Welcome back to Baytown Engaged. Today I have a treat. It's going to be a fun episode because I have three young, beautiful women here with me today who are right now part of our second cohort of the Civic Academy. Please introduce yourselves for me, please.
Wanda Malone.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Gwen Taylor.
Hi.
Janda Griffin.
Welcome.
Thank you. Right now,
you three are in our second cohort of our Civic Academy.
Yes.
How are you liking it?
Oh, enjoying it so much. I'm really hating for it to end.
It's fun. I heard it's really, really fun.
You do
so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to ask you first, one is welcome. Thank you for coming on and sharing your enthusiasm for being part of our very first academy, but you're the second group coming through. What made you want to be a part of the academy?
Well, I didn't really know anything about it. And Wanda had told me about the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't think I have time to do it. And so after I went online, did some looking at Baytown Engage.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw pictures of the first one. And I said, oh, it looked like they're having a lot of fun. So I went ahead and put in the application and everything. And I got accepted. So I called Wanda. I said, Wanda, don't you want to be part of Baytown?
Right.
The second cohort?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, yeah. And then she told Janda. And she got in.
Okay.
Too. So I said, because we do everything together.
I heard the Three Musketeers. Y'all roll deep.
Yeah.
It's three deep all the time.
Exactly.
I knew. So when I got the phone call from you, I was like, okay, I know two more is coming.
So I thought it would be interesting because now that I'm retired and no children, well, I have a daughter. She's grown and married. And so I said, gosh, I got a little bit of time on my hand now. And I've always worked out of Baytown. So never got a chance to kind of.
But you live in Baytown.
I live in Baytown. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, I really need to get involved more in the community and learn more about it and see what's going on in Baytown. And so I said, hey, this is a chance to do it.
And you reel the other two in.
I reeled the two in.
So were you a yes automatically to do it? Or you had to think about it for a second?
No, what I did is I read about the cohort.
Yes, ma'am.
In the Baytown Sun.
Okay.
And I said, this would probably be something good for the three of us. But I was thinking about it. But what I did is I told my sister Gwen, and she signed up immediately. And it told me, when she told me that she had already signed up, okay, then that sealed it for me.
Right.
And then I called my sister Janda and told her that we were going to be in the cohort, the Civic Academy, Gwen and I. And so then she decided that she was going to go and do it with us. And that was wonderful.
No pressure, right?
I followed the leaders.
You had no say. My friends are the exact same way. I'm telling you, I have zero say. Like, okay, fine. What else do you need me to do? What else do you need me to do? Yes, ma'am.
So I really didn't know if Janda wanted to do it or not, because I would have called her too and told her. But when Wanda called her and told her, say, hey, we're going to do this, Janda called herself. Who did you talk to? Was it Sabrina?
Sabrina.
It had to be Sabrina.
She talked to Sabrina, and I think it was the last day they were about to take down.
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
And so she was able to get in.
Yes.
So I said, hey, that'll be a good experience for all three of us.
Yes.
So let me ask you, so all of you live in Baytown.
Yes, we're all residents.
And you're all retired?
Yes.
So all your years living in Baytown, and now you're seeing maybe a shift in how community is getting more and more involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
How does it feel to see that you can actually be a part and actually see what's going on with the city?
Well, I'll answer that. I'll start off.
Okay. We'll give up.
We've been in Baytown really over 60 years.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, I worked out. Janda worked out of Baytown. Uh-huh. And Wanda worked out of Baytown, too. So it's kind of hard to get involved when you don't have that much time. But what was the question again?
Being from Baytown, living here, you know, you've been here 60 years, right?
Right.
You know there's been a change in how we look, we run. And I'm from Baytown as well, born and raised.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, I didn't always feel a part of Baytown for a very, very long time.
Yes.
You live here,
but
didn't feel a part of Baytown.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But right now, with the community engagement coordinator and department, Sabrina and Jamie, and even more people behind the scenes.
Exactly.
And even all the other things we're trying to do in Baytown, it's more engaging for the citizens. And I'm asking you, how does it feel? You're retired now, so you have a little bit more time to really feel like I can really be a part of something in Baytown. How does that feel for you?
It feels great. And as you said before, you didn't feel like you were part of Baytown. I've been here since third grade. And so a lot of changes have taken place since then. And in fact, I'm the last graduating class from an all-black high school.
Carver?
Which, mm-hmm. Yes, the class of 67. I was in the last class. And then 68 had to go over to Robert E. Lee or Sterling. So a lot of changes have taken place, and good changes. But you're right. Before, there were places we couldn't go, you know, in Baytown, for instance, say the Bronson Theater. It was a long time before, I can't remember what year, before blacks could actually go to the Bronson. I remember West Texas being the epicenter of Baytown.
And it was curvy.
All the stores were down there. JCPenney's, we didn't have them all then. So we've seen a lot of changes take place over the years. And just being a part of this academy, I can see that there are people who have come in here. Of course, you know the population has grown by
leaps and bounds. Yeah.
Was it 30% or 40%? I think it went from 50-some to 80-some.
Yes.
Right. 80,000.
16.5% increase.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of people that have actually come into Baytown. Mm-hmm. And like I said, eating places now, you can go pretty much wherever you want to right. eat now. A lot of good eating places. We didn't have that before. It really wasn't anywhere hardly to go eat except for El Toro. I think El Toro been here, the one over there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Long time. Jack in the Box. We didn't even have a McDonald's, I don't think.
But it has grown tremendously.
It has grown. Yeah. So I can see maybe diversity, a lot of diversity has taken place. And maybe just, you know, we've learned that a lot of the heads in Baytown are from different states. I mean, you know. So it's just not like homegrown, homeborn, you know, people now. So we got outsiders coming in with new ideas, that are taking the city to another level.
Now you have this.
That's my opinion.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Right. As a result of the Civic Academy, I've learned so much more about Baytown,
what it looks like,
mm-hmm. and where it's going. Or growing, right. which is considerable. So much about Baytown. So much about especially the city leaders and city departments, the leadership of the Baytown government. And so that's very, very important to me. And I was impressed by it. And as Gwen said a long time ago, we couldn't participate very much. Mm-hmm. Not allowed to participate, just be governed. But now we can get involved and see really what's going on. And so in meeting all of the department people, oftentimes department heads, I'm impressed, very, very impressed with the tactical planning and the strategic planning going on in the city of Baytown.
It's a lot going on.
Yes, there is so much. I'm just impressed also with the maintaining and the sustaining of the city of Baytown and the growth in Baytown. It has grown so much.
Let me ask you real quick before you keep going.
Okay.
So before you joined the academy, you can easily say you saw the growth happening before being part of the academy.
Yes.
But now that you're here and you're learning so much about each department, and not realizing how many departments, and then also like public works, how much they do.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Right there alone, when you think about what they've done for us during the winter storm, even when during COVID when we were shut down, they were still going. When you learned about all the little nuts and bolts, how impressive was that for you?
Yes. Oh, I was very impressed by Public Works. my goodness, they took us outside and they showed us all these modern machines. And so I can say technology is very important in Baytown. And they showed us these huge machines that do things that used to take raw labor to do. But they can dig, you know, for the pipes and all kinds of stuff. And I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. And I know that probably the employees must also be very technical or no technology, because these machines do so many different things and you have to know how to operate them. So I was very impressed. And then, in fact, in all the departments, the knowledge of technology that you must know, because it takes fewer people to operate the city now than it used to, mm-hmm. because the technology that has improved things so greatly. And we went to the Bawa, and we were looking at, you know, where the people sit in there. And I know they have to, you know, keep up with so much information about our water. And we talked to Johnny Brewer at the Bawa, and he really just told us everything I had about 50 questions. But he was so patient with me that, you know, I was just impressed with all the things that they're doing to keep our water safe.
Of course you're going to have questions, because you've never been behind the scenes before. This academy gives you the opportunity to actually look behind the scenes and see what's going on with
Bawa
Public Works, 911 call center. If have you made it there yet?
We have.
You have?
Yes.
So what's
been
your favorite stop? You tell me what's your favorite stop so far.
Probably Bawa. Because I learned about the difference between the reservoirs and then the sludge ponds, because I like to fish.
Okay, so it was personal for you.
And the canal.
Yeah, it was like it was personal for you. Like, let me look into what you're talking about.
Yes,
I understand.
Yes. So
I understand.
I'll know when they say, well, this is no fishing area. I understand the difference between, you know, the different ponds and that you just cannot.
And the reason why.
Yes.
Let me ask you, granted it's personal and that makes sense. And I think many times we as citizens in any city, if you don't understand the ins and outs, your questions can be very, like, but why? I don't understand. But once you go through this academy, you have a better understanding. So now you can say, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then you can educate someone else on,
true.
This is not.
Exactly.
There's a reason why we can't, you don't want to do this, you know, that type of thing.
Yes.
And I think that education is important, and it's great that we're being transparent now with everyone about certain things, because they take pride in their job. And there's so much that they do, and people don't realize what they do. And it's like, now you have a better understanding, because now when you go fishing, you got a better understanding where you can and can't go and why. What's been your favorite stop so far?
Earlene, I tell you, I liked them all.
Really?
Yes. They were all very educational. And we had, like I said, a little passport here.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me about the passport.
We had the passport are things there that we can do on our own time and learn more about Baytown besides what the academy has planned for us. And so we've made every stop pretty much on the passport. And we had to visit three parks, and learn about, you know, whatever. But Baytown has fantastic parks.
We do.
And so many. And then there's more, I think, being planned. And then we went to Baytown Nature.
Oh, the Nature Center.
The Nature Center. We went there. Of course, yeah, I had been there before. But just to go there and just relax. If you want to get away, you know, have a little picnic or something like that.
It's beautiful.
That's just great. And so much for the children to do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, for the Baytown Nature Park. We went to the wetlands. Of course, we had a meeting there. I really did not know it existed.
Yes.
Off of Market Street. That, to me, was very interesting.
People pass by it all the time and I didn't realize that.
I know.
Yeah.
And and same here. And that they also have tours for the children, the school district, that they can learn about the animals' habitat in this area. And the first thing we went to was the visitor center. It just blew me away. I did not know we had a visitor center.
Yeah. Yes. It's amazing that you can live here.
I agree.
And not realize how much there is to Baytown now.
I read about
and
it
how we've grown and grown and grown so much.
That's right. That's right.
And it's in a beautiful way. How we're trying to maintain the beautification of Baytown, bring in entertainment and people that we can eat. Like, we want to go, we don't want to go to Houston all the time to go to a restaurant. And just how much we've grown and how there's so much to do now in Baytown. That's always been there for a while, but now you're really seeing it.
Right.
So it's really, really nice.
That's right.
So how are you
liking
the classroom part of Civic Academy?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, my.
Because
yes, ma'am.
That is probably my favorite part.
Okay, well, tell me about the classroom.
Being able to interact with the different ones in the different classes.
Yes, ma'am.
As well as all of our field trips, everything. I love everything. But, you know, I just was so impressed with Baytown Engage for putting together this program for the citizens,
yes, ma'am.
This civic program, and to engage us in city government so we'll know pretty much what's going on and understand the things that go into making our city great. And so I think this, I was just impressed with the overall program. In fact, so much that I think that we should have this in the schools of Baytown at the high school level. Maybe 6 weeks course or half of a semester course instead of government. I don't even know if they still require it, but it should be maybe the Civic Academy.
Now, the kids do have the Youth Advisory Committee that we have here. Yeah, the high school kid, we do have that, and Sabrina's a part of that as well.
Oh, okay.
And our teen librarian, Katie, we have a Baytown Youth Advisory Committee, and they go through some of the same. Did you do the Baytown Bucks?
Yes, they go through some of the same things.
They're learning in the high school, I think it's age 13 to 18 that can be a part of it. They apply the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They come, they have their meetings, I want to say twice a month on Thursdays, but they're doing a little bit of the same thing, getting the youth involved in and hearing from the youth, what do you want to see in Baytown? What are you looking for? Because, of course, like you said, we're adults in the academy. We wanted to hear from the youth, and it's really been a big help. And hopefully that's going to be a pipeline for them to do the Civic Academy as well on the bigger level. But we've already started. We're doing it. We're trying.
All right. Well, that's fantastic.
Yes, ma'am.
It would be good to reach out to more, more children and more of the citizens. Now, I don't know how you can do that. Like, I read about it in the paper and then word of mouth to my sisters. But I think we need to go deeper, farther than that, because I don't know. I know about separation of church and state, but to let people know about this Civic Academy, there should be more letting the citizens know. And not everyone, for an example, gets the Baytown Sun. And if I had not been reading my Baytown Sun, then we would not have known about this.
Right.
And Gwen checking into more about what it was and Janda and so on. But we need more publicity or more reaching out.
And we have you three also can be a word of mouth force.
Right.
Well. We're trying hard, though.
Yes.
I know we're trying real hard in that department to make sure we put in the paper and social media and the newsletter that comes out. We're trying really hard to hit everyone how they receive the information. So hopefully, this is cohort number two. Hopefully, three will be even bigger, and it grows and grows because it really is a great thing.
Yes.
And I'm glad you all three are enjoying it.
Yeah. It is good word of mouth, because I just told a lady about it this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, oh, really? She said, she said, I haven't had a chance, to kind of look into it.
Right.
And everything. So I think she will now.
Good.
Go ahead and join, because she's retired also.
And with the Baytown Engage website as well, they can see, citizens can see the projects that are going on in the community, upcoming projects, ongoing projects. There's surveys on what do you want to hear in the podcast and the Civic Academy, like you saw online. So we're trying to reach people the best way possible. Hopefully it will grow. Hopefully it will continue. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to just also say that I guess this academy helps to achieve a kind of unity between the community and the city government. And that's very important. And it's important for unity within the city government as well. And you were talking about the pandemic.
It really slowed things down. But, it slowed things down.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it made this type of academy and what we're trying to do even better. Because now people coming out of it wanting to know more. Because as we sat at home for a long time, even though I work for the city, I didn't realize how much we did until I was sitting at home thinking, wow, when the winter storm happened, like, what are they are still making sure we have at least something. And I think the appreciation is different because now you want to be a part of something. You really want to see how is this still going on. So I think there's pros and pros and cons definitely to COVID, but I feel that the ones who are part of it are truly the trailblazers for us to make sure the word gets out, because everyone's been so enthusiastic about the Academy.
Oh yeah,
your enthusiasm alone makes me want to join. I work for the city, so I can't. I'm sorry, but I think it's really great that you found your voice in the Academy. You found your place, and you're really kind of engaging. And it is about bringing the community and government together so they can see what we do, and also we can hear what do you want, what do you need.
Yes, it was great meeting all the city leaders and city departments. It was great. It was great.
So, final thoughts. Someone who's not from Baytown or just moved to Baytown, or someone's like, you know, what are y'all doing? What y'all running around Baytown doing? Tell me, what's your selling point for the Civic Academy? You go first, please.
Well, I think just from what I've seen.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, if they knew Baytown, I'll tell them about the visitor center. They can go down and get brochures, and that'll let them know a whole lot of things that are in Baytown, what goes on in Baytown, or, you know, parks and things like that. And I guess I can just tell them, hey, you can go here, you can go there, you can take your kids here, you know, and everything. And our water is great, as far as I know. From what we learned, we have good water in Baytown, and just in general, you're talking to somebody and, you know, they're new. And so we have a good, I guess, leaders in Baytown. And our police department, we have a new police chief.
And a fire department.
Yeah, a new fire chief. And great opportunities in Baytown now for jobs.
Right. Right. The jobs are here.
If you have the qualifications, the jobs are here.
And what would yours be?
I would just add to what Gwen said. And in addition, we have great schools.
Yes, great.
And our city leaders and departments are willing to listen to you with any problems that you may have. And it's a growing city, and you're going to see some growing pains. But for the most part, it's a nice, really good place to live. If you look at the city government, the schools, all the things that Gwen said as well, Baytown is a great little place to grow.
And I think that...
to live and grow.
Yes, right. Yeah. I think that's why we're getting so many people that are moving here. And we have pretty good weather, too. Even though it's a little humid, it's normally pretty good.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and we're beginning to get more nice housing, residential areas.
It's a good place for family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, family. Yeah, family. And seniors. I hear we're getting more for seniors now.
Rental active houses.
Independent senior living. We need more of that. And there are, I know of one new complex, and there could possibly be another one coming. But we have a lot of seniors in Baytown, so that would be a good thing.
And you, what are your thoughts?
I would tell a newcomer to Baytown that Baytown is a suburb outside of Houston that has grown and is growing and developing just like most cities are, and that they can expect, you know, some of the similar things that they had probably from where they came from, and that Baytown, it has changed with new leadership and younger leadership, and I would tell them that they have the open door policy, you know, in the offices. You know, there are limitations, but most of the offices, the leaders in the offices let you know that you can come if you have a problem. You can
be heard.
Yeah, you can come and be heard.
That's good.
So that open, sort of the open door policy in there. Okay?
Okay. I want to say thank you so much for coming in and sharing your thoughts about the Civic Academy and sharing your joy of it. I think really everyone's going to hear this and want to join on the third cohort because you are three great advocates for the program. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, we want to. Really, we've enjoyed all the food, all everything that was provided.
Listen, and it's an important thing.
Yes. You say food, people going to want to, you know, say, hey, they serve free food. Everything.
We're going to feed you.
But anyway, Jamie, Sabrina, Leslie.
Yes, ma'am.
Kudos to them.
They worked very hard.
They worked very hard. I think everybody that helped playing this. We haven't finished yet or graduated, but it's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we'll wait to graduation. You're going to have a good time.
And I would like to say kudos to all those, plus all the people we have met, the heads of the department, like the fire department and police chief. Also, Nick Woolery, the city managers. I think he was an assistant manager outlined this program from A to Z on the first day that we went to
the
Civic Academy. He outlined it from A to Z.
Which we didn't fund anybody.
But when you do that game, it makes you realize, like, what, this is what we have to think about? Like, you know,
we didn't fund the library. We didn't fund the water department.
I'm offended.
I know Jamie and Sabrina said, y'all just fired up.
Potholes are more important.
You don't know what's in that infrastructure.
Right.
We know now.
It's a knowledge game when you're actually sitting there thinking, okay, it's a game, but it's real life for these heads thinking about the streets and thinking about all of that.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you had an amazing time, and I'm glad you're thoroughly enjoying it. I want to say thank you to the three of you for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's been fun listening to you and your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
And you're welcome back anytime, even afterwards, to tell me how it was when everything was over and done with.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Early.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Baytown Engage. Be sure to subscribe to our show on Podbean, Apple, and Spotify. Stay tuned.